It's Monday, and each Monday we've got to find out exactly what to watch on television. The only person that can tell you is Irina. How are you this morning, my love?
Fantastic. And I'm going to turn that intro into my, like, telephone ringtone, I think.
Happy to do it for you. So today we're talking BritBox. What's a BritBox?
BritBox is a new streaming service. Every week when we talk about TV, you ask me where to find stuff, and quite frankly, at this point, I'm getting super confused.
As am I. There's so many streaming services out there. Goodness me.
That's it, and we're kind of chopping and changing. And so this new one that's just come out, it's BritBox, and it is a mix of BBC and ITV.
BBC, so, we know very well. What's an ITV? Is that another channel over there, is it?
Yeah, and a lot of great shows are on ITV, dramas and cop shows and sort of those sort of, like, dark kind of Scandi noir, but actually in the Lake District in the UK somewhere. Or they do great. They do those yummy, meaty, dark English dramas and a whole bunch of other stuff. And what we were saying off just moments ago was that if you have family or friends in the UK, they'll tell you what's great TV, and that's how I find out what to watch, which is sort of how we got hooked onto Line of Duty, which is the kind of the tentpole show that will make people buy BritBox, because that's how they launch these streaming services.
You have told us about Line of Duty before, but just a quick recap, what's it again?
So the reason I'm telling you about it again is because it's now season 6 and potentially the final season. It's Jed Mercurio, so like Bodyguard and a whole bunch of other things. It is a very meant to be realistic cop show. It's investigating corrupt police, and the 6 seasons have an overarching sort of baddie or story, and then all the seasons link up. You know, it's got one of my, you know, two of my favourite things in television, which is women are treated like human beings, equals, and yes, competent and smart and not necessarily all about their feelings or their dresses.
So each season of In the Line of Duty is actually a new storyline?
That's right. So each season you have a crime, and then AC12, who are like corruption investigators in the police force, somehow get involved with this investigation, this sort of general police investigation. Mm-hmm. And all of them somehow, amazingly, link up together in this incredible, intricate way. And then the big bad every season is a very well-known British actor. So you've had Sandy Newton, you've had Stephen Graham, you've had Kelly MacDonald is season 6, who was in, exactly, right? Yeah. She was in Boardwalk Empire. She was in that heroin chic thing that I've forgotten.
Trainspotting.
A ton of stuff. Trainspotting, that's the one. Keely Hawes, who is like in everything, including The Bodyguard. So season 6, like, people have been waiting for it for 2 years. It got held up by COVID. And I've been a fan for a long time. And we got told by our UK relatives to watch it. And it is that kind of old-timey scheduled TV, that TV that you would wait for, that you would wait every week for that show to drop.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you've got fantastic podcasts, which allow you to really deep dive. You know, you've got Twitter that you can talk about it on, and that makes watching shows you love so much more enjoyable.
Yes, it does. It certainly does. We're going to have to leave that there. That's BritBox, another one of the many streaming services, of which I'm sure we'll be able to find some more great shows to talk about in the coming months.
It's still building up, but there are some really great, like, legacy shows that you couldn't get here. Like Ashes to Ashes, and which is also with Killing Hawks, and, you know, then you call The Midwife and whatnot.
Can we get Coronation Street?
No, it's more these sorts of kind of dramas and comedies and the old kind of period drama stuff. So there's not a ton on there, but I think they're going to build it up, and, you know, it's honestly, just between you and me, it's worth it for the month for Line of Duty.
No, there we go. All right, we will catch up and talk some more television next week, please.
Oh, can't wait.